This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. We start this edition of the Week in Philly with Mayor Sherelle Parker's budget for the city of Philadelphia. She introduced it during an address on Thursday. And for more, let's bring in KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe. Pat, first of all, how big is the budget?
It's $6.7 billion, which is bigger than last year. It's kind of a record for the city, even though revenue is actually lower than last year. There's about a $400 million gap there between revenue and spending. They're funding that with $400 million from the fund balance, which can be a risky move, but in this case, both the finance director and the mayor repeated several times, this is fiscally sound. This is fiscally sound. We're okay. We're on a good footing.
So what are the mayor's priorities in this budget?
Well, housing. She said it again at the budget address.
Housing, housing, housing. This is going to be an historic, unprecedented investment for Philadelphians.
During her campaign, she promised 30,000 new units of affordable housing. It's now a five-year plan, not just in her first term. And the housing is not only new units, it's preserved units. And in the budget, she announced that it would include $800 million in bonds. But also some new tax revenue from an increase in the real estate transfer tax and an increase in property document fees. But there will have to be some other things because the cost is going to be way beyond what those few things can provide. She said that would come in yet a separate briefing, not next week, but the week after.
You mentioned the one tax. Overall, what would this budget do to taxes in the city?
Well, that's her other big priority. She wants to cut taxes in keeping with what the Tax Reform Commission recommended in order to attract business. And that is really radically changing the business tax. Under her plan, and it's a long-term plan, the ultimate impact is not until 2039. She's also talking about reducing the wage tax 0.01% a year for the next 5 years so that by 2030, residents would be paying 3.7%, which would be a record low, and non-residents would be paying slightly less than that.
How did this blueprint hit council?
They're pretty enthusiastic generally. They really like the housing stuff. The head of the housing committee, Jamie Gauthier, housing has been a big priority for her, too. She was really pleased to see that the plan targets people at 30 to 60% of the area median income. I think she was afraid that the mayor was going to include market rate housing in her overall plan. And Jamie Gauthier really felt it was important to let the market itself take care of that and to really create units that would be affordable.
Federal funding is a wild card these days, even money that was already approved. We've obviously seen spigots shut off. Is the mayor trying to prepare for the idea that federal funds maybe they were counting on or hoping are not going to come down the pike?
Yes. And this is the one place where the council is a little bit skeptical. They say, why are you cutting taxes? Why are you reducing the revenue coming to the city at a time when we might lose all our federal grants? And the mayor says, well, that's exactly why I have to reduce taxes, because we need to generate the income ourselves.
Philadelphia has to be prepared to take care of itself. And if we want to generate more revenue that comes from us, we can't do that without growing the economic pie.
Therefore, to create a business-friendly environment, she's going after reforming the business tax. She's also included a $95 million reserve fund to protect against the loss of federal grants. But they're really not sure. There's just a lot of uncertainty. They have lost a couple of smaller federal grants to the Office of Sustainability. They don't know what's coming, and so they don't know how to prepare for it.
So where does the budget process go from here?
Now it goes to City Council, and City Council does like to put its own stamp on the budget. And so they'll hold hearings. There'll be public hearings where the public can talk about their priorities, and then it will probably come right down to the deadline in June. The budget has to pass by mid-June, because the new fiscal year starts July 1st, and the City Council has a history of brinksmanship on the budget.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb joining us. We are just getting started on The Week in Philly. Stay with us. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.